Hey, I'm Armond Valdez and
I am Wesley Valdez.
Yes, he's my third son. Okay,
We just want to welcome you all and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever, based time. On what time you are watching this right now.
That's right. So, this is part three of our series entitled The First and the Second Coming of Christ, with the caption or title, The Warrior King Will Judge the Nations and Separate the Righteous from the Wicked. So, these are events, last day events, okay, that we will be expecting, okay, when Yeshua, our Lord and King and Savior Yeshua, comes the second time around. Yeah. Okay, so to begin with, we will read Matthew chapter 25, okay, verses 31 to 33.
All right, Matthew 25:31 to 33. Excuse me. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. 32. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. 33. He will put the sheep on His right, and the goats on His left.
Yes. So, what do you think?
Yeah, it makes a clear point, and they actually used the verse uses a figure of speech using an example like sheep, goat, like a shepherd separates the animals.
That's right. And if you want to know more, okay, about why would the shepherd separate the sheep and the goats, you need to check my Facebook page. Okay, so profile. I profile, okay, in my Facebook account I just posted the short clip from Israel. Okay, somebody posted it that we were there also years ago at Nazareth. Okay, it's in Nazareth where that lecture was being shared to the what do you call that again?
The
those who go to Israel.
tourists. Not right. Tourists. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I sorry. Think, yeah, you, as understanding it as a verse, like it's medyo shallow siya.
Yes.
It's shallow, but you really need to know the context of where it is written and what tradition are they following, or if this if this example is. They get it.
Yes, correct. So when Jesus said it, you know, when Jesus told His disciples about this, they understood. There's no need to explain further.
Yeah, it's their culture, it's in their context.
That's right. And everybody knows the characteristics or the traits between the sheep and the goats. Okay, so you better be on the side of the ship, okay?
On the right side.
On the right side, not on the left side. But how do we know? Okay, so that is your assignment. You know, we cannot discuss that today. But the thing is, the point that we want to drive today is that from the scripture, Matthew 25, we see that when the Son of Man comes, okay, when Jesus comes in His glory with all His angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne and what? And all the nations will be gathered before Him. Okay? And He's gonna
separate them.
Separate, okay? So the judge, so what we're trying to tell you guys or friends, all of you who are watching this, whether you belong to Maranatha or not, is that Yeshua, when the Lord Yeshua comes, okay? He will come as a warrior king, no longer a baby. Yes, in a manger. He is gonna come as a king and a judge. Okay, so last week we emphasized on Yeshua coming as a warrior king. Today we're going to talk about Him coming as a judge. Okay, and next week we're going to talk about Yeshua coming as a warrior king again. Now, not basically based on the Old Testament. Okay, now, okay. Alright, so to cut the long story short, Jesus will come and will act over believers and unbelievers. Okay, he's going to judge over believers and unbelievers. Okay, so again, who's the judge? John 5, 22 to 24, it says,
okay, it says, moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son. 23, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Yes. And this is Jesus speaking.
Yes, right.
And does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death and into life.
Okay. So it's very clear that the one whom the Father has or will or has ordained in the scripture as the judge, not a judge, but the judge, okay, is his Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, or in English, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior. Okay, so why? That all may honor the Son.
Just as they honor the Father.
Yes, just as they honor the Father. Okay, so the thing here is that it's clear that one day Jesus is going to judge us. So you better listen to him. You better obey him now. Remember, when you face judgment, it's going to be on his term, not in our terms. Okay, so understand that he is our judge. Okay? Yeah. Okay, so the next scripture is John chapter 3, verse 18.
Okay, John chapter 3, verse 18. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Okay, so what do you think?
It's as simple as it can be. He who believes in him is not judged.
Not judged.
And he who does not will be judged.
Okay.
Is judged already. So it's
already.
It's already a predetermined destination. If you do not believe, you are already judged.
Correct. So, you know, many people, if you ask them, if you die, do you know where you're going? Most will say, well, I have no idea. You know?
Yeah.
But if you read the scriptures, you know, John chapter 3, example, John chapter 3, verse 18, it is clear that even today, you can have a hint whether you're going to heaven or not.
Yeah.
Okay? And the rule is,
believe in him.
Yes. Those who believe in Yeshua, meaning those who accepted Yeshua's testimony, who he is and what he did, meaning the gospel of Christ.
They are guaranteed of salvation.
Correct. They are guaranteed of their salvation when? Today. Right now. It's clear. Okay? So, but those people who rejects the gospel of Christ, then they are in danger of punishment, the great predicament. So remember this, because when he comes, okay, all the business world, the marketing, all the things that the world offers us today, the pleasure, the fame, the whatever, okay, whatever material or whatever possession you can accumulate, okay, for yourself. They come to nothing. Because when Yeshua comes, he's going to be the judge. And he's going to judge everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? So, everything goes back to zero.
Yeah.
Alright? So, what is your advice to those who are not yet in the Lord?
For what he said, all material things will become obsolete. And even not material things like fame, power, love.
Yes.
Everything, pleasure. It will all become zero. So what is that? What is a lifetime's worth of pleasure to an eternity of, you know, an eternity of goodness? And
yes.
So parang you can weigh out the consequences. Yes. So,
meaning they have a choice.
Yeah, everyone has a choice here. Because this is a conditional. He who believes in him is not judged.
Yes.
And he who does not believe has already been judged. So it's a conditional.
Yes.
If and then.
Mm-mm.
There.
Okay. But also we know that this is the working of the Lord. Because unless the Lord regenerates our spirits, our soul, we cannot understand the gospel. Okay, so this is both the working of the Lord and us responding to God's call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Lord is calling you right now. You who are watching us by
Facebook
live. And YouTube and podcast. Those of you who are listening to us, you know what? We believe that this is no coincidence that you that you're watching us right now. We believe that this is the Lord's timing, you know, or call to you, so that you can hear the gospel, and later we're going to give you the opportunity to respond. Okay, so all right, so we will continue. But the thing is that it is clear that the warrior king, okay, is the judge, and his judgment towards those who truly believes in him has nothing to do with their salvation, because it's already done.
Yeah,
it's already predetermined, or it's already decided. Sorry. It has been decided by the Lord Yeshua already. Okay, at that time, who's gonna be there and who's gonna be
judging everyone?
Okay, yes. Why? Because the basis is going to be whether you have accepted Yeshua now,
or you have rejected
him. Okay, so it's gonna be that easy on judgment day, because thing is, your life will be reviewed.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody will see whether you said yes to Yeshua or you refused to believe the gospel.
Yeah.
So you see, we only have two options right there.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, where are we?
Second Corinthians.
Yes. Before that, okay. So Jesus himself, okay, from the scriptures that we read to you, it is clear that this judgment concern has been determined already. Okay. So John 3:18, John 5:24. Okay. So but the Apostle Paul mentioned of the same thing, the same judgment, okay, for believers in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 to 10, okay? In Greek or in English, we call it the Bema
seat of Christ.
Okay? Referring to the great reckoning, okay, which is the day of evaluation, where Jesus is going to come and evaluate our works.
Yeah, ashes.
Yes. Okay, because some are made of hay, wood,
burn away.
Precious stones. Okay, because some people, they serve God with the wrong motive.
Yeah.
Okay.
With their own agenda.
With their own agenda, right. I mean, they wanted, I mean, the everything that they do is focused on themselves. Okay, no offense, but a lot of people, they always wanted to take selfies, and when they do good to people, when they, let's say they help the poor, those in the streets, but you know,
it's one thing to share of the goodness of God, it's another thing when your motive is to make yourself look good.
Yes, it's correct. Another,
you can do the same thing.
That's right.
But you can never fool God. God sees the heart.
That's right.
And if your heart is not in the right place, then you have ashes to collect.
Yeah. Ashes to collect. Yes, correct. So that because before when we were doing the cycling during the night, uh-huh. and then we look around, who are those people who, the homeless, and we took a video for the purpose of encouraging more people to join us. Okay, to do the same.
Yeah.
But it's not about us. You know that we are generous, that we're this and that. No, that's not the motive. So again, the judge will be him. Okay, he's the one who can tell whether you're doing it for yourself or you're doing it for him.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. So, okay, that at the Bema seat of Christ, okay, the Lord is going to what? He will judge the work of each believer to determine rewards or loss of reward. Okay, so that's the purpose of the Bema judgment. So let's read that.
All right, 2 Corinthians 5:9. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ or the Bema.
Yes.
So that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in body, whether good or bad.
Okay. Ooh. What's gonna be?
Yeah. It keeps it very simple. Like, let's make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home or away from home. That's it.
Yes.
That's the whole point of this.
Yes. So it's as simple as that, okay? Mm-hmm. Because it's very clear that when Yeshua comes, the warrior king comes, okay? He's going to come to be our judge. Mm-hmm. And as a judge, he's going to separate the righteous from the wicked. And now we are focused on the righteous.
Yeah.
Okay, those who are saved, those who believe in Jesus, those who have accepted the testimony of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what He did, who He is, and what He did—that's the gospel. So now only those people will receive rewards or ashes.
Yeah, for them, the salvation is guaranteed.
Guaranteed,
but the judgment there is whether you have ashes or you have the crown, the crowns, the rewards.
Yes, correct. So we need to examine ourselves.
Yeah, we need to be there at all costs.
Yes, at all costs. Some will be saved by the bell, you know.
Good for them.
Okay, so 1 Corinthians 4:5.
Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 4:5. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts.
Correct.
At that time, each will receive his praise from God.
Yes. Yeah. Correct.
So, it's everything we discussed earlier, especially the motive of you have done great things, but it's all for yourself. So, God sees everything. As He says here, He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, meaning everything that our innermost thoughts, our motives, and etc.
Yes. So we really need to be careful what we say,
what we do,
what we think. Correct. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Because John Bevere said, everything will be revealed in time. Okay. That includes the wars going on right now, who did this,
this and that.
Everything will be revealed in time. So I do not need to worry about it. Okay? So now that we
covered the righteous,
the judgment for the righteous.
The Bema.
Okay.
Let's go to the other throne.
Yes, the other throne.
The one on the left.
Judgment.
The left.
Yes, okay. For the left. All right. So what about the judgment for the goats or the non-believers? Okay, it's called the Great White Throne Judgment. Okay, so let's read the scripture.
Revelation 10.
20.
20, sorry.
Okay, Revelation chapter 20.
Revelation 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them. The verse 12. I saw the dead, great and small, yeah, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which was the book of life. Mm. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books.
All right. So, you know what? If you want to understand this, the scripture that we just read to them, the great white throne, you have to begin with Revelation chapter 20, start with verse 4.
Verse 4.
Okay, you start with verse 4 all the way to verse 15. Okay, verse 4, that's Revelation chapter 20, beginning from verse 4 to verse
15.
Okay, so you have a clearer picture of what it's gonna be. Okay, because we just jumped directly to the scripture where it mentioned what?
A great white throne.
The great white throne. So that is the judgment for them. Why? Because that is that judgment has its specific or appointed function, time and function. And the function is, let's explain, John, the great white throne of judgment. Okay, the great white throne of judgment speaks of the final judgment of those who rejected the Lord Jesus Christ during their lifetime. They are cast into the lake of fire, which is their final and permanent destination. Final and permanent destination. Mm-hmm. That's scary.
Yeah.
Okay, that's horrible, because you know what? If you are tormented, you know, being punished for rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's not going to be for a moment. So if the righteous will enjoy eternal life, the unrighteous will what? Will suffer eternal death,
yeah,
eternal punishment. Look at the balance. It's like many say, oh, I can do what I want, I can live in sin because God is love. Okay, because that's God's love is unconditional. Yes.
One extreme.
But the other extreme just is that the wrath of God is just.
Yeah.
And because God is just, is going to serve justice.
Justice.
Okay, so either you are on the extreme side of God, where you know you will enjoy His love, or you are in the other extreme where you are going to suffer His punishment. Mm. Think about that. That is why we're trying to share this series, the first and second coming of Christ, because it's very important. You remember in Matthew 24, before the end comes, okay, I think Matthew 24, verse 14, it says, do you have the scripture? No, it's not there.
No.
It says that the gospel of this kingdom shall be preached unto all nations, the nations as a testimony, and then
He will come.
The end will come. Yes, correct. So the point is, it's not what Jesus or the Lord Jesus mentioned is the gospel of this kingdom shall be preached. It's not just the gospel, but it says the gospel of the kingdom. If there is a kingdom, there must be a king. Okay, it's not gonna be a kingdom without a king. All right, so the point is, we're going to talk about the king.
Yeah.
Okay, talk about the king. Okay, so this is the last days, part of the end time prophetic message. Okay, that we ought to talk about or share. That's why we encourage you to click share. And if you missed the two previous episodes or streams or broadcasts, please, if you have time, scroll back.
I'm sure Kuya organized everything.
Kuya is good. Yeah. All right. So, amen. Right? So, the great white throne is the time when the dead people that did not live during the 1,000 years that Satan was imprisoned, okay, in the bottomless pit. Okay, I'm just trying to fuse the verses from verse 4 to verse 15 of Revelation chapter 20. Okay, this is just a summary. Okay, so while the devil, while Satan is imprisoned in the bottomless pit, okay, and the dead, those who died, the people who did not believe in Jesus, they will remain in their graves, okay? And but when the devil, okay, but after that, the devil will be
released
from the prison and is going to again stir up another war.
Deceive
the nations. The last war.
Yeah.
And then the Lord is going to take care of the devil, Satan,
and all his followers.
And before that, Satan, the beast.
Oh yeah.
And the false prophet. The three of them, they're going to be thrown directly to the lake of fire. Okay? And guess what? They don't need to line up and be formally, you know, judged with a verdict guilty because they're already guilty.
Yeah.
And but the people, those who are dead, will be resurrected. So that's what we call the second resurrection, when they are resurrected only to find themselves standing in the great
white throne
judgment. Wow. But so the thing is, will everyone see heaven, a glimpse of heaven? Yes. Everyone, but you know,
not everyone can,
but not everyone will, you know, are granted
to salvation, eternal life.
Yes, correct. So they will just line up and then be judged after God declaring, depart from me. They're done. Okay, so be careful, all right? Be careful with what you do with your life today. You know, you must think about the gospel of Christ, okay? And so what we offer you today is like life and death.
Yeah.
Life, if you believe you receive the gospel of Christ. Death, if you refuse the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? But we encourage you to what?
Choose life.
Because God, our God, is pro-life.
Yeah, pro-life.
Okay? Right. Just as Israel is pro-life. All right? And but their neighbors are not pro-life, right? So they always wanted trouble. 1948, they started the trouble. 1967, and then recent years, and so on. And that's it, okay? So let's pray for the peace in Jerusalem. Let's also pray for the people, the Arab countries, because they all need Jesus. In fact, during these recent wars, it's still going on. A lot of Palestinians, you know, they had a dream.
They had dreams.
Yeah. And they met the Lord Yeshua himself in their dreams all together. And so they decided as a group to believe. Because after that, the next day, they discussed about it and they were surprised that
everyone else had
the same dream. The Lord Yeshua, okay, showing himself in their dreams. And I'm amazed to watch TBN, CBN, you know, those terrorist groups, the Hezbollah, those people who encountered the Lord Yeshua, and they too believed in Jesus, and they got out, okay, from terrorism. Okay, so thing is, the key to unity, to peace, is to receive
Jesus,
because Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Savior, is the Prince of Peace, according to the book of Isaiah. Okay, so again, in short, the great white throne of judgment will be where Christ resurrects the unbelievers and then formally judges them to eternal damnation.
Yeah.
Okay. To be condemned forever. Okay. So there is a great predicament to everyone who refuses to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. So let's add more scriptures. Revelation chapter 20. Ah, right. Where is 21. It? 21. 21 verse 8.
Excuse me. Revelation 21 verse 8. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
Oh.
So after a second resurrection, there will be a second death.
Correct. Correct. But who's going to go there?
Oh yeah, it's categorized here. Described.
So described.
The cowardly.
Cowardly. Who are these people?
The timid ones. The
yes. Why are they coward? What are they afraid of? They are afraid of what? Not God. They are afraid of people.
Mm.
Because it's gonna be allowed that in the last days, you know, people will stir up and they will cause a lot of evil things. No? Okay?
Mm.
Like genocide, like all of the, you know, the events that you read in Revelation chapter 6, you know, the horses.
Mm.
The horses were allowed. They're not portraying a person, okay, like the white horse, the red, it's actually a spirit, like because the fourth horse, the two horses riders, were actually the death, okay, Hades.
Mm.
So it's not a person, it's a spirit. So it's allowed to dominate the world, and even now it's dominating the world.
Mm.
The red,
it's
because
war.
Wars.
Yeah, war.
And it was given a large sword to cause everyone to kill each other. And that is happening today. Okay, yeah. Try to think, you know, the point with the pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, you know, or the end-time eschatological theologians is that they tried to figure out now when is the seals or the seven seals will start. It will start, they said, some said at the beginning of the rapture, of the 7-year tribulation. But actually there is no scripture that says that the seven seals will begin at the 7-year tribulation. Because if it will begin at the 7-year tribulation, then the third temple must be built first.
Before
the Revelation 6 or the seven seals will start.
Yeah.
But there is no scripture that says the seven seals will begin when the temple is there.
Mm.
Okay. Well, you know, it doesn't say that. All right. So the thing is, if you try to read the scriptures, you might, you know, you will find out that, whoa, it's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. And last decade or last even 2018, I already said I am seeing a pattern.
Mm.
You know, what pattern is that? 2018 to 2019 for 2 years. Okay. The earthquake.
Yeah, the earthquake in 2018.
Yes. All of those. It's like in our place. It's like every week.
Mm-hmm.
Every week we here. Have here,
and even now,
even
I know the past
recently,
month, the past
okay.
month, yeah.
But the thing is, during those years, and then my message 2018, 2019 is that the Lord was impressing to my heart to preach on the what do you call that again?
Persecution
ready church.
Yeah,
I did that in the cinema.
Yeah, you did.
Okay,
you did.
So we were there. We gathered in a cinema, in a theater, and that was my series. I did not do anything until and then 18, 19, and on the third year, what happened? 2020.
Yeah,
pandemic. Okay,
lockdowns
and all these things, and what is that? So I believe it portrays the white horse. What is the institution that is, you know, white everywhere around
WHO.
The world? That's the medical institution,
yeah.
Right? And so, you see, the rider on the white horse is not Jesus, okay?
No.
You know, it's not him, but he was holding a what? A bow. No arrow, okay? Just a bow. So it's not that deadly, but he's gonna conquer. Okay,
yeah.
He's gonna conquer everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, Revelation 6 is these are global events, and so again, you count 2 years,
and then another two,
and
years.
Then After 2 years, on the third year, which is 22,
right?
Then we started all the wars. Jesus said, nation will rise against nation, and do not be alarmed. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
See, you see the timing?
Yeah.
Two on the third year. 2 years. And now, but the second year is like a prelude to the third year, which is the 2022. The prelude started with the Afghanistan, the Taliban, the all of the what has happening in Africa, etc. But the main thing started with the Russia
and
attacking Ukraine. You understand? Now, will you count again another 2 years? And now, as Amir Sarfati said, those wars will lead to Israel.
Uh-huh.
And it happened because this is now the prelude with the Hamas.
And so we
are expecting next year, which is tomorrow. Few days.
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So 2024 is, there's going to be another, you know,
big event.
Global event. Okay. So we've been sharing this even through the pandemic. I said, I can see a pattern. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's why last night your mommy said, oh, you're now a prophet. No, I don't claim to be a prophet. But the thing is that God will give you insights if you seek Him, pray to Him, read the Word again and again. Okay, so while working, I play the audio Bible. So you have to hear the Word of God. And while you're hearing it, the Lord will just quickly drop a revelation in your heart and boom, boom, and then that's it. Okay, so friends, today we're trying to think, what we're trying to do is actually encourage you to look into scriptures, read the Bible, try to analyze it. Okay, do not base it on this theologian, that theologian, read it yourself and pray to the Holy Spirit. Okay, because point is, we don't know when the rapture is.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Nobody knows, but a lot of theologians say they know. In fact, a lot of people claim that they know that Jesus is gonna come. And some people say he has come already, just like one here in our neighbor here. He said he is the replacement of the Yeshua in Israel. So, okay, guys, there's so many false prophets, okay?
Yeah.
So, we just read to you, I think, last Sunday? Was it last Sunday? That when Jesus comes, okay, it's going to be like a lightning. Everyone will see Him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, last Sunday, we read to you the scripture that says, when He comes, the whole earth will mourn because of Him.
Yeah.
Okay, and then when He comes as a warrior king, His eyes are like what? Blazing fire. Okay, if somebody will say He is the Messiah, look at the eyes. If you see some burning,
maybe. But if not, then
He's not the Christ. Again, when Jesus comes, He's gonna come with His angels with Him. In power, in glory, the whole earth will see of this coming of His, okay? So again, let's continue. Where are we? The cowardly.
Yeah, the cowardly.
Because during these trials, people will be afraid.
Yeah.
If the mark of the beast will be imposed on men,
and then they will,
people will be afraid. Okay, they will choose to submit
to
the.
They will choose to comply.
Yes,
they are cowardly. They lack the courage.
They lack the courage
against.
Why?
Because they're cowardly.
Yes, because also they don't have the Holy Spirit. Yeah. It's the Holy Spirit that will give you the courage, the peace, because of that great love for God. So, meaning to say, no matter what happens, no matter what people say, your loyalty is to God. Why are we going, why do we have to reject what the world will offer during that time? Because the one who is going to lead the whole world is the false Messiah. He is possessed by the devil. Okay, so Satan, the dragon, if you read Revelation 13, okay, we're not going to discuss that today, is that, you know, he's waiting, he's watching, looking at the waters, many peoples around the world, and then the beast will rise from the waters. And so, he is going to control the world, to dominate the world. He will require everyone to receive the mark of the beast. And so that is the, it's like an emblem. It's like the, what do you call, ownership. Okay? So you become a commodity.
It's like a pledge of loyalty.
Pledge of loyalty to the beast, to Satan. Now, if you don't want to follow Satan or the beast,
you cannot buy or sell.
You cannot buy or sell. So you need that courage from the Holy Spirit. You must be born again. That's the point. It will start from being born again first. What is born again? Not religion. It is the state of being in Christ Jesus. So we're telling you now while we can.
Yeah.
Because
in the future,
these preachings and teachings will be banned all mm-hmm. over. Okay? So that's it. So the cowardly, the unbelieving. Okay? It's clear. The vile, the murderers,
sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts,
mm-hmm.
idolaters, and all liars.
Mm-hmm.
Their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
Yeah. So, idolaters, take note of that.
Mm.
You know, if you're, we encourage you, read the Bible. The Lord hates idols. Okay, the Lord hates idols. We cannot mix Christianity with paganism, with idolatry. I'm going to tell you. John chapter 4, this is from the judge, the Savior himself. He said in John chapter 4, worship Him in spirit
and in truth.
And in truth. It's like saying, worship Him without...
As it is.
Without an object in front of you.
Mm.
In spirit.
Mm. Direct.
Can you see a spirit? No. Nothing. So meaning to say you worship Him with nothing before you.
Yeah, it's a direct connection.
To God.
No need for any mediator.
Yes. Correct. All right. Because our mediator is Jesus himself. To God. We don't need a mediatrix. Okay. No. In our case here in the Philippines. So... All right, so that's understandable. Another scripture to close the judgment for non-believers, the great white throne judgment. Matthew 25, verses 41, and then we jump directly to verse 46. Okay, to make
okay. Verse 41. Then he will say to those on his left,
yes.
"Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Verse 46. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. So the ones on the right.
Yes. It's very clear, right?
Mm.
So they're not going to be judged, you know, everyone is gonna take a long time because there's how many billions of people.
May pila.
Yeah. Just all together, gather around, okay.
And then
the Lord will say
once. He will say once.
Yes, he will say,
Depart from me.
Okay. You who are
accursed
into eternal fire. Prepared for the devil and his angels. Eternal fire.
Mm.
Eternal fire. Okay? Not just an ordinary fire. But in fact, it mentions here the Revelation 21:8. Their place will be in the fiery lake
of burning sulfur.
Lake of burning sulfur.
Mm.
That's not a good odor. It's really tormenting. I tell you, I do organic agriculture, and also we use sulfur
to deter insects, right?
Yes, to kill the pest and etc. Yeah. It's just sulfur. It's really. I said, oh, it's really biblical. It's the answer is already
it
there.
Will deter lives.
So. Friends, you better think again, you know, whether to follow, to believe in Jesus or not. But we encourage you to surrender your life, repent from your sins, because the Bible says all have sinned.
Yeah, fall short.
Like, fall short of the glory. Meaning to say, every good work, every good deed that we can do, they will not pass the standard of God. They all fall short.
Filthy rags.
Yes, they're like filthy rags before the Lord. Mm. No one is holy. No one is righteous. No one can be saved because all of us have sinned. And in fact, before we were born, sin was already
in us. It's in our flesh.
Correct. It was passed on us, okay? Through our ancestors because they cannot pay for their sins. So it passed down from generation to generation. So who can be saved? No one. Mm. But in the goodness of God, okay, He sent His Son to die in our place. Okay, so meaning to say, the only way for you to escape death, eternal death,
and judgment as a whole.
Yes.
It already said here.
Yes.
That if you believe in Him, accept Him.
Correct.
You will be able to skip the judgment.
That's right. That's the only way. Mm. It's only through Jesus. You must believe in Jesus. You must follow Him. You must obey Him. Okay? That is why our final scripture today is in John chapter 3, verses 35 to 36. Okay, can you read that?
Yeah, 35. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in His hands. 36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. So it's a repeating pattern of what we have read, especially earlier when we said read na whoever believes in Him will not be judged, but whoever does not believe in Him is already judged. Yeah, and same here, life is not with them, but God's wrath is on them.
Yes, remains on them because of sin.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, God is love, but He is also just. Okay, so he will not tolerate sin in heaven. The only way for you to become righteous before His eyes is to believe in the gospel, believe in Jesus. Jesus, accept Jesus. Why? Because Yeshua paid the price already. It's what we call atoning sacrifice. He was our sin offering. Okay, the ultimate sacrifice. That's why when He died on the cross, He was sinless.
Yeah.
So he completed the transaction for our sins, and what He offered you is forgiveness, salvation, okay, eternal life. All you need to do is repent from your sins and
believe
in Him.
Yeah.
Right. So that is what we will do right now. I think we want to read to you Romans 10. Romans 10.
Okay. We have it here.
Verse 9 to 10.
Okay, then number. Okay. If Romans 10:9, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10, for it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified, and it is with your mouth that you
profess
that your faith, you profess your faith and are saved.
Yes. So you see, in the process of salvation, although initially it's the Holy Spirit who will quicken our spirits, okay, so that we will be able to understand, we will see the need for a Savior, okay, and we will understand that we're sinners, okay. So the thing is that both have roles. God's role is to regenerate our spirits, and our role is to respond to the challenge, to the gospel. Yes, and receive Him. That's our response. And in verse 10 it says, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess your faith or profess your faith and are saved. Okay, so friends, ladies and gentlemen, today we want to lead you in a prayer. We call it the prayer of salvation. Okay, and if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your time. Okay, this is your time. You know, the angels of God, we cannot see them. Even the Holy Spirit, no one, not one of us can see the Holy Spirit, but nothing escapes the eyes of God. Okay? Yeah. He knows everything and is watching, and everything is recorded. If you will give your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you will repent and pray with us, praise the prayer of salvation, that will be reviewed in heaven also. Yeah,
they see. God sees.
Yes. And so, that today, what day is today? December 31, 2023, at this specific time, you accepted the Lord Yeshua as your personal Lord and Savior. So you're like saying, I commit my life to you, Lord, and I come under your Lordship. Okay, if you come under the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, by submitting to Him, you know what? Then you belong to Him. Right? Only those people who belong to Him, okay, will benefit
from His sacrifice, from
what He did in the cross. Okay? So those people who will reject the gospel of Christ, they cannot benefit from His forgiveness. Okay? So you must decide. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 to 10 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Right? So you need to confess. Confession is part of our response.
Yeah.
So today that is what we will do. If you want to respond, please pray this prayer. Okay? Pray after me. Okay? Say, Father in heaven,
Father in heaven,
in the name of your Son Jesus Christ,
the name of your Son Jesus Christ,
by the power of the Holy Spirit,
by the power of the Holy Spirit,
we pray.
I believe
that Jesus died in the cross,
that Jesus died in the cross,
to pay for my sins, and that he rose from the dead on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner and I cannot save myself. Forgive my sins and cleanse me
with the blood of Jesus.
Today, I entrust my life
to Jesus
as my personal Lord
and only Savior.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, what can you say about those people who just gave their life to Jesus?
Congrats. You have.
Congrats. Yes.
You are
welcome.
You are now a beneficiary of the salvation.
Yes. Of His forgiveness and His offer, eternal life. Okay. So, praise the Lord. Yeah. But that is just the beginning. Okay. So,
it doesn't end there. It starts from there.
Why? Because it says in Colossians chapter 2 verse 6, so then just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, it says continue to live your lives in him.
Yeah.
Okay, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. So we encourage you, friends, to, you know what, look for a church.
Where you can grow.
Okay, but what kind of church? A church that is what? A Bible believing church. A church that that believes that the Bible is the final authority, because a lot of preachers today, they don't preach from the scriptures. They think that the book of Genesis is only spiritual. Okay? Yes, that is why the book of Revelation is also spiritual. For them, Jesus did not come, and when He comes, it's just your imagination. It's a good thing, wishful, whatever. It's not tangible. So that's the problem, because when Jesus comes, he's gonna step on Mount of Olives and he's gonna judge the world, and and it's gonna affect the physical world. Yeah,
that may be an example of what we talked about, like the cowardly, because they are afraid that people might think na, oh, you say the Bible is this and that, and this is too cruel for anyone.
Yeah,
they're afraid of what people may think, so they alter the Bible to make it fit into the box.
Correct.
So it's not offensive.
Yeah, yeah. But you see, the gospel of Christ is confrontational.
Yeah, double-edged sword.
Yes.
Confront you with the truth.
Yes. So that people will be convicted to repent of their sin, convicted of their sin and repent. So think, friends, is this. That's why it's very important for everyone to grow.
Yeah.
Because without growing, you will not bear fruit. Okay, so you need to grow first.
Yeah.
With that, look for a church, a Bible-believing church. Another thing is that join a Bible study.
Yeah,
Bible okay, study. Just like in our church, we do DBS. We call it, what's DBS?
Discovery Bible Study.
Bible study. And we have 8 series or 8 lessons. Okay, let me enumerate. You want to enumerate the first 4?
Sure. We have discovering God, we have discovering Christ, then discovering the Holy Spirit, and then the spiritual family. Discovering
yes.
the spiritual family.
Correct. Because that is very foundational. You need to understand that. Yeah. So you have, because you see, when you attend trainings like this, okay, regularly, you are being molded. You are a heavenly culture
equipped.
Is being, yes, equipped. It's being what do you call this instilled in you, in your heart, so to prepare you for the next life, okay, in the kingdom of God. So you understand that the culture, heaven's culture, is in the scripture. So where do you find it? The best model and example we have in scripture is Jesus, Yeshua. Okay, read his life, you read the gospels. Okay, so I think that's it, no, for now. We're so happy. Welcome to the family of God, to those of you who accepted the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time. We hope that you will continue to live in him. So we have a lot of churches, partners, you know, everywhere around the world. Okay, the family of God is advancing and is spreading out.
Yeah.
Even in the mountains, wherever you go, you will find a Bible-believing church.
Yeah.
Those people who claim they are born again. And those who teach what the Bible teaches. Okay?
But if you still have no idea, you can just message the page. And our staff, Kuya John, will be able to assist you in your location or what church can we recommend. So, yeah.
Correct. Correct, because who knows, we may have some friends there, or if you're a pastor, or you're a junior pastor, or you're a leader, or you're newly saved, or you're handling a Bible study, and you want to have a copy of how we do DBS, okay, you just ask, okay, we give this for free. Okay, we don't invent things, we don't add to the Bible, because in a discovery setting of Bible study, you know, it is a group learning. Everybody shares their thoughts, their revelation, their insights with the scriptures that they read. Okay, so we're not teaching, we're only facilitating in
the
studying
learning,
the scriptures,
in the learning process.
Okay, so guys, if you are a pastor and you don't have a material in your church, and you don't have a machine to print a lot of materials for your Bible study, all you need is the Bible itself. Okay, and a copy of this, and everybody will just open their Bibles with their own versions,
and then read,
and then from that reading they share their
thoughts,
and everybody learns. Okay, so that is how we want to grow everyone in the faith. Okay, Colossians 2:6-7. So, okay. So I think that's it for today. We're going to continue our series on the first and the second coming of Christ
next year.
Or next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Yeah. Thank you all for joining us. Yeah. And
so, Happy New Year to everyone. We hope na we all press forward this year with with this in mind.
Yes, correct.
The resolution, let's not conform to the defeatist mindset people have and people glorify. Yeah. So, so let us all strive to what do you call that? The bearing fruit while keeping in repentance.
Yeah. In Matthew 3.
Yeah, for this year. So.
Let's
close this with a prayer.
Yes. So always walk with God. Okay. Draw after God. You know, pray.
Read the Bible. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. And you'll grow. And you'll grow. And you'll grow. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow.
And then you will bear fruit. Mm. Okay, you need to grow first before you bear fruit.
And get pruned.
Oh, yeah, and then the Lord.
Pain. You.
Okay, so let's close this in prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, and thank you, Lord, that for blessing those who have joined us and those who will be joining us later, who will watch this stream later. We pray that your presence will be with them also wherever they are watching. May you speak to their hearts. May they have revelation from the scriptures that we read, and that, Lord, you will reverberate in them, in their spirits, Lord, what you really want them to understand from this series on your first and second coming, so that, Lord, we will be dressed ready for your return, because it's gonna be a big thing, a glorious thing, and also a terrifying thing to those who have rejected the gospel. So, Father, we pray that everyone who will be watching this will receive the gospel of Christ. We pray that they will choose life, that they will submit to you as their Lord and personal Savior. So bless all of us, Lord. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace, both now and forevermore. And all of God's people say,
Amen.
Amen and amen. So God bless everyone.
Bless you all. Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year. Bye. See you next Sunday. Bye.